Minutes to nine is the time. Look, we talk about your financial health. We try to follow it up with physical health and the issue of prostate cancer. Now, it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So our friends at the SAN, who are our sponsors, Sydney Adventist Hospital, harnessing the latest scientific advancements in health while giving you the attention, respect and care you deserve. Whole person healthcare. We speak regularly to one of their great professionals tonight. In relation to prostate cancer and the conventional treatments, they often treat the whole gland. This is a very commonly diagnosed cancer, but they are looking at a different way of doing this now, an emerging treatment known as focal therapy. And to tell us more about it, Dr. Ahmed Ghulam. He's a urological surgeon at the Sydney Adventist Hospital and joins me now. Doctor, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, John?
Good. First of all, focal therapy. Just explain what that is compared to what you would normally do or conventionally do.
So focal therapy differs from the standard treatments of prostate cancer in that it targets just the area of the prostate that has the cancer in itself. It is a category of treatments in that it's not just one type of treatment. It could use multiple modalities. For example, you could treat the area of the prostate by freezing it. Alternatively, you could use a laser fiber to heat it. You could give radiotherapy to that particular area, or even high-intensity focus ultrasound. But the main goal is to treat just that area and that area alone.
Okay, just explain to us, because the prostate cancer, the prostate's got the cancer in it, and look, for those of us who are lay people, you're going in there, my assumption would be you'd cut it out, but what you're saying there is you freeze it, you do various treatments for it. Is that to try and kill the cancer or restrict the growth of the cancer? What are you doing in there?
It's essentially an alternative way to kill the cancer, to get rid of it completely by leaving the remaining prostate in situ. And that's important because a lot of the times the treatments that we utilize to treat the entire prostate, they come with additional side effects. For example, the prostate is a gland that sits at the bottom of the bladder. And as we urinate, urine passes through the center of the gland. And that's important because if we had to remove that, it could change someone's control of urination.
Yes.
Alternatively, there's a option to try and avoid doing that, which is where we leave the whole prostate in situ and just treat just the area. So that's where the focal therapy concept came through.
And we talk about focal therapy, profocal therapy. What's that? And who can take part in that?
So profocal is one of those very new treatment options, which has just come through a clinical trial where an Australian-designed machine is used, and it's a world first, where we actually put a laser fiber directly into the prostate, and that allows us to target just the area that has prostate cancer. And going back to your previous question, it's actually incredibly precise in that it treats a very defined area, and that allows us to sculpt our treatment and treating just the area that's abnormal with a margin around it. Now, the people that that's best suited for are those patients who have prostate cancer that is visible on an MRI and is localized to only the area where the MRI is abnormal.
Right. The question that we have to go through, because it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, what are the things that we need to look out for as a possible sign that there's an issue?
And that's a difficult one from a patient perspective, from a symptom perspective, because often early prostate cancer is not found on symptoms. You don't seem to have many symptoms, or patients don't seem to have many symptoms. Yeah. It is traditionally picked up by a screening test that is performed by a local doctor, where they draw a blood sample and they check for what is called the PSA level. PSA stands for prostate specific antigen, and any man who has a prostate is likely to have a PSA reading, and that's what we use to try and determine what is that individual's risk for prostate cancer. Now, typically, there are certain things that increase someone's risk. For example, if a man has a family history where they have a first-degree relative that has prostate cancer, then that would increase his risk of developing prostate cancer. A first-degree relative is, for example, a parent or a brother. And if they have two family members, that can increase the risk up to five times. And so we would like men who have a family history of prostate cancer to be screened. And indeed, anyone who's over the age of 45 should at least get one screening PSA done to understand where their risk sits.
All right. So you're over 45. Doesn't matter if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. You've done a PSA test and you found they say, no, you're fine. How long then could something develop before you get the next PSA? So how often do you need to do it?
So the advice from the Prostate Cancer Foundation, Cancer Council and Urological Society is based on age. Mm. So as patients have a family history and as they get older, the screening becomes shorter. They get screened every year yep. with their regular PSA test. For younger patients who don't have a risk, you only need to repeat the PSA every second year.
So as you get older, it's possible you'll be clear, but within a year or two, something could develop which will be picked up.
Usually, if you have screening done every year, your yep. local doctor, your GP, is able to help guide you and help you understand where your risk for developing prostate cancer right. lies. And the way we do that is we match each individual's patient's PSA level compared to what is the range that the rest of the population has.
Right, okay.
And so there's a middle number, which is called the median, and the range. Yeah. And if a patient has a PSA level above that, above the median level, that's when we start reviewing the PSA on a shorter period and getting them to see a specialist urologist to understand, is there a high risk that this patient may be developing prostate cancer?
So what do you do then? Because I'm going back a long way where the idea was that you use the finger test was often talked about. Mm. Is that still being done now, that manual test, or do you do it in a different way now?
The examination of the prostate using the finger still remains. It's a useful part of the examination.
Yes.
We've transitioned across to MRIs. So in a patient that's had a PSA level that's gone above what their age-related median is, so the PSA has gone up higher than we would expect, we then do an MRI. And what that does is it allows us to see pretty much the entire prostate. It's a fairly good test because it actually looks at a lot of different characteristics of that prostate and tries to compare it to what a normal prostate would look like. And that would tell us that, for example, there is a specific area in the prostate that looks different. The cells are behaving in a different way. Mm. And therefore, the risk of that area having cancer may be higher than someone who has got a completely normal prostate. So the MRI doesn't tell us that the patient has prostate cancer, but tells us where to put a needle for a biopsy, for example.
Right.
To give us that tissue okay. to then confirm what the problem is.
And look, just finally, a lot of men listening to us right now and people who are friends of, partners of men, what's your advice? What would you say?
I think the most important thing is to start your PSA screening early and to have an interest in your prostate health. The statistics would tell us that for men who have been diagnosed with early prostate cancer, the survival rate and the long-term outcomes are very, very good. So if it's just confined to the prostate, the survival rate is greater than 95% at 5 years. But once that prostate cancer becomes more advanced and moves beyond the prostate, then the outcomes actually are not as good. There's only about a 40% chance that someone might make it to 5 years if the cancer spreads outside of their prostate and left untreated. So there's a lot of options for treatment, and it works best if we pick it up early, and it gives us much more options in terms of treatment.
All right. Really important. I really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Dr. Ahmed Ghulam there. He's from the Sydney Adventist Hospital. It is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and it is really important to have those conversations, if only to remind people to go and have that test.